Senator Chappelle Madal, followed by Michael White.
My name is Maria Chappelle Madal, and I live at 7133 Dartmouth. It is good to see all of you and some former members of the legislature, you as well, Councilman and Councilwoman Irby. But today I am here to talk directly to you, County Executive Stanger. First of all, I'm going to speak on behalf of third graders at Moline Elementary. There is a lot right next to their elementary school that is the property of St. Louis County. They have written letters, and there's a lot of overgrowth right in that area. And those third graders are concerned, and they feel as though their government is not being responsive, and they want to be safe too. That's the message that they have to you.
Let me address that briefly, if you can pause your time too.
We got you.
No problem. We did make a call on that property. It was not the property of St. Louis County, but we went ahead and mowed it anyway.
Good.
Just so you know.
It's always good. Anytime young people, and I want to get back to my time because I don't want to waste a moment of it.
No, it's fine.
We'll give you an extra 20, half a minute.
No problem.
That was
Senator,
late 40 seconds.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to make sure I address that to you.
I want to make sure it's full, though.
It needs to start over. It'll be up to the chair, ma'am. Okay. Start it from the top.
Start it from the top. 3 minutes. Let's do it.
All right, because you know I know how to filibuster, and I'm sure in January
yeah,
I don't
say,
want to start
three minutes.
Off.
3 minutes is
on
tough.
On a bad
for
note.
Water.
Okay.
Three
thank
is
you
tough.
So much. So, but we need to discuss some further issues, Councilman. And County Executive Stanger. We can start off with the Coldwater Creek. We can talk about the Bridgeton landfill. We can talk about the minimum wage in St. Louis County. We can also talk about the health and well-being of children who are in unaccredited school districts. But we can also talk about the lack of a relationship between you and I. You and I don't have to like each other. I am not asking you to like me. I am not asking you to respond to every single need of my constituents who are also your constituents. But we have to work together. We do. We have to be responsive to the people who have a lot of concerns and a lot of interest. And I frankly feel that you have not been responsive to many of the critical needs of our constituency that we share.
Well,
I still want to know.
I would disagree
no,
with you
stop
vehemently.
The time.
I would disagree with you vehemently. I disagree with you vehemently there.
Okay, so
and,
that's
and
seven
if you're coming
seconds,
here to try to act like
nine,
we don't have a relationship,
ten,
it's largely
11,
because
12,
you have tweeted
13,
profanity about
14,
me on social media
15,
and everywhere you
16,
can.
17,
it's very difficult to have a relationship
18,
when one does that.
19, 20. Are you done? All right.
Well, it's just
20.
I'm just not
going to
follow this script.
22. Are you done?
Are you done?
No. I will never be done when there
because
is injustice in my community. When there is injustice, if you want if you want to get down,
Congress.
We can get down
this
tonight.
Is,
if you want to get down because
get down.
You have an entire room of my constituents and
down.
You have not been responsive.
Oh,
you're
going to
call
been.
A state of emergency and there are people who are dying in cancer clusters
that,
in North County.
That
you're
going to
approve of $1 million being taken out of the health budget?
That was being responsive.
Oh, $1 million out of the health budget, and we have
we
cancer clusters.
$1 million
what about Maplewood landfill? What about
the
testing? What about
landfill?
Alpha testing and beta testing?
What about the Maplewood landfill?
Well,
let's
we haven't had it tested. I've had many letters.
It. Let's hear about it.
Are we going to start over again? Because we can
no,
keep
we're not
going.
Starting
if you're
over
going
again.
To take
let's
my
hear
time,
about it. Let's hear
if,
about
if
it.
If you're going to take
let's
my
hear about
time.
It. You said you wanted to rumble. Then rumble.
No. You're the one who disrespected me. Hey, come right here. Come sit. Come stand right here. Come stand right here.
I'll stay here. Thank you.
Okay. It's much safer there. Much safer.
Senator, if you would continue, please.
Thank you so much. So, and I would like to start all over again because I've been interrupted so many times. So many times. So as I was saying, from the very beginning,
is what it sounds
as
like.
As I was saying, no, I don't think it's right for people to die. You know, for children
like.
To not to be born without
it's
eyeballs.
Interesting. You just took
for people to
in
have
this issue.
Actually not. I wrote
it's
about it
interest.
In March
very
of 2012. Actually, you can look at my Senate page, 2012. If you don't want to be responsive to our
well,
residents,
then that's
fine. I've
been extraordinarily responsible.
Actually, you
and
haven't
extraordinarily
been. So
responsive.
Then how have you been responsive?
Unlike
when
yourself.
You're trying to tell cities what to do with their police, but you can't pass minimum wage.
They're called minimum standards.
Because your excuse for not passing minimum wage is because it would not be right, but you're trying to dictate what these cities do. I came here to have an honest conversation with you about having a real relationship so that we can respond to our constituents.
Senator,
if you don't want
to
do that, then that's fine.
You'd have to
that's,
pause in the profanity because it's very difficult
well, I am
to
not,
have a relationship with someone.
I am not profane. I am not using any profanity.
Right.
You're making up things
no
just like
comments.
You did with Charlie Dooley.
Senator.
Well, let's talk about the Ritz-Carlton that night if you really want to.
Senator,
here we go.
Thank you.
Time to go.
Here we go.
Are you done?
Your time's up. Thank you.
Time's up.
Here we go.
Next speaker is Michael White, followed by Kevin Buchek.